Are you wondering how you can improve or coach your product manager? Or maybe you've promoted someone to product manager who was either more of a project manager or a designer or a developer? Who knows, right? How can you make sure that they really live up to being a product manager? And if you're the founder or CEO of a SaaS company, that they really take some heavy lifting off your shoulders and you can stop doing that micromanaging. Does that sound good? I'm Victor Perolnik, founder of TrustRing, and today we'll be talking with Miguel, who is the CEO at TrustRing and also one of our best fractional CPOs. And so he has an extensive background in product, but also in leading product managers, coaching product managers, leading smaller and larger and growing organizations. And so today we'll be covering how you can coach a product manager in a series of episodes and make sure that you have all the tools you and your product manager need to succeed. So let's begin with a bit of background on what product management is today, Miguel. But before that, maybe you can just give a brief intro on yourself. Thank you.
Hey, nice being here. Thank you for having me here. My name is Miguel. I'm a COO, Chief Operating Officer at TrustRing. I also have close to 20 years of product management experience in startups and larger companies, you know, in different levels of positions. And I also do fractional product management services, so fractional CPO services with TrustRing. And this is why we're talking a bit about today's topic. So product management is kind of a controversial topic because there are many tasks, there are many hats that the person has to wear, right? So on one side, a product manager, you would hear people that say they're kind of the CEO of the product, and that's right. That's true. They have to make decisions on how the product develops. On the other side, they also have to work with the development teams in implementing those features. So that's, you know, the product owner role in Scrum. I think in the end, product management is about developing products in a way that they delight users and provide value both for the users and, of course, the company. And that can come in many forms. It can come in the form of creating a roadmap. It can come in the form of discussing with stakeholders and understanding the needs and the values. It can also be understanding the needs of the users and doing user interviews and watching recordings and understanding the data from the users. And it may as well be working with the development teams, with the marketing teams, with the designers. And in each company, some of these tasks will be done by different people and different teams, but collectively they all involve product management in one way or another. And ultimately, there needs to be a product manager that kind of coordinates and has all these conversations. Why it is important is exactly because of that, because by having a product person looking into all these topics, they are kind of matched together and working together. So you have your strategy, your roadmap, your customer feedback, the needs from the marketing and sales team, customer success, and the capacity from the development team and whatever technical roadmap they might have. It all kind of fits together. And that's how you know what features to build, better build, and why we're doing them, and to what extent.
Now let's talk about the key responsibilities and what's expected of them today. What are the skills required for success and even understanding the working style, the importance of, you know, understanding different working styles, even personality styles, for you to succeed as a product manager?
Product managers are also good storytellers. They understand the story of the product. They understand the needs of it. They take it as an evolving feature or product that they can take care of, that they can nurture and grow into something better. And they're able to elaborate on that and tell that story through a roadmap as much as they can do it, asking questions to a client or a customer or even internal teams. So I think the ability to communicate is very important. But I also think product managers tend to be very, very curious. Then you really want to know why we're doing things, what is the right reason, what is the motivation. So they're very, you'd like to scratch the surface and really find out what the best possible implementation or solution could be for the problem that we have. And that means talking to many different people, being able to communicate and work with, you know, cross-functional teams, for example. I think the last part is product managers also want to be very balanced in the approach. You want to be able to understand the emergencies of the situations of the business and the customers as much as you want to understand the complexities and challenges of the development team and the rest of the teams. And a balanced type of approach will help product managers actually move forward and steer quicker in that sense. That has to do, you mentioned, to the working style and the personality. That also has to do with the working style, of course. So we're all introverts or extroverts or anything in between. So in terms of coaching a product manager, I think it's important to understand the personality type of the person and the learning style of the person and the working style of that person in particular. So that can be coached also, as much as we're coaching the actual content of being a product manager. So through the content, I can show you how to best make prioritization decisions, how to best plan for a roadmap, how to best have interviews with customers or organize, you know, brainstorming sessions or groomings with the development teams. But the other side of the story is, do you learn by doing or do you learn by me explaining everything? Do you need to try first or do I have to sit down and explain everything so that you have all the context and only then you feel comfortable doing it? Are you an introvert that needs to be, you know, helped, you know, to kind of maybe pushed a bit into speaking in front of many? Or are you an extrovert? And, you know, there are different personalities. So in that sense, that is also important. It's not just about a list of topics that you can just go through and coach the person. One of the main, I wouldn't say a problem, but one of the bigger tasks of a product person is to prioritize, to actually be able to prioritize, whether you do it at the roadmap level with big initiatives, or you do it lower level with epics or stories, even bugs. Prioritization is in the life of a product manager, day in, day out. And with that comes communication, because it's not just prioritizing, it's actually understanding from the rest of people what the impact would be of one priority versus other, and communicating the decision as well to them in a way that it feels inclusive and fair to everyone. So dealing with priorities is usually a challenge. Of course, usually resources is another one. So kind of planning the best we can with the people that we have in the company or the resources that we have available to us is usually another one. And then there is a varying degree of process adherence, right? So sometimes there might be a process that's not very well laid out that kind of impacts the team from one side, or, you know, sales might be making commitments that cannot be upheld by the development team, or, you know, we might just be trying to help clients in a way that the platform doesn't really support. You know, there are different types of processes that can be used to release of all these situations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Miguel. I hope you enjoyed that episode and you've got a much better understanding of the role and the importance of collaboration in order for the product manager to succeed. In the next episode, we'll be talking about measuring the performance of your product manager, about personality traits, and about decision making. At TrustRing, we help SaaS companies run productive development teams by doing two things. Number one, of course, this is what we're talking about today, about product advisory, product coaching, but also fractional CTOs and tech advisory. And number two, by giving you access to pre-vetted software developers, either by recruiting and headhunting your own that we vet thoroughly, or by providing you with access to tried and trusted software houses for turnkey software development in any tech stack, region, project size, etc., etc. And if you like any of that, remember to hit the like and subscribe button. Remember to stay in touch, to leave your comments if you have any questions. And most importantly, if you are interested in talking to a fractional CTO, fractional CPO, interested in coaching, interested in speaking with Miguel, book a call with me, book a call with him. The link is in the description below. And looking forward to the next episode.